You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with stops in Green Bay and Eau Claire. He tells Good Morning America why he's running.
I watched Donald Trump dismiss the COVID pandemic. I watched him drive an economy into the ground. And I watched Joe Biden and Kamala Harris pick those pieces up.
Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. Elon Musk's political action committee has taken over a big share of Donald Trump's get-out-the-vote efforts in Wisconsin. Musk's America PAC is reportedly working with the far-right dark money group Turning Point Action. Their combined efforts are said to be focusing on people they've identified as Trump supporters who haven't voted recently. Wisconsin is second in the nation in the number of dam failures. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It says 34 Wisconsin dams have failed since 2000. 28 of those 34 dams have failed since 2018. Only South Carolina does worse. The Policy Forum says it's a symptom of aging infrastructure and more rain due to climate change. Native American tribes in Wisconsin are bringing back growing and harvesting wild rice. Joe Gravine is a member of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in northern Wisconsin.
I see that abundance of rice that hasn't been there for 20 years. That smile on her face, the energy that they give off.
But tribes are concerned that climate change could threaten future crops. A man from Milwaukee is dead after getting shot at a youth flag football game Saturday afternoon. The man died after being rushed to the hospital. The person was arrested, but police let him go after they determined he was innocent. Milwaukee police say they're looking into how and why it happened. Meanwhile, city leaders are condemning the violence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the women involved in the Slender Man stabbing case a decade ago has filed a new petition seeking release. Attorneys for Morgan Geyser have now made their third request to have her removed from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. She was denied release in April when a judge deemed her a continued risk to the public. Geyser, now 22, was committed to the psychiatric hospital after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide for stabbing her classmate. A youth flag football game in Milwaukee turned deadly Saturday when a 47-year-old man was shot and killed. Police initially arrested a suspect, but that person was cleared and released. It happened at South Stadium in the early afternoon Saturday. Police say they're still looking for the shooter. A massive deer poaching operation has been uncovered in Fond du Lac County. Police say it involves a 36-year-old woman and three teenage boys, all from Campbellsport. The suspects are accused of killing more than 100 deer over a 14-month period, often shooting animals at night using spotlights and just leaving them there. Authorities also report that the group allegedly took part in other wildlife abuses, including intentionally hitting deer with cars and harassing various animals such as geese, raccoons, and turtles. The race for Wisconsin's 8th Senate District is a pricey one. It's so far the most expensive state legislative contest this year. Republican incumbent Dewey Strabel and Democratic challenger Jody Habish-Sinikin have raised nearly $2 million combined. Habish-Sinikin has outpaced Strabel in fundraising, reporting nearly $1.2 million raised this year. That's compared to Strabel's $700,000. That includes a $200,000 self-donation. You can learn more about the race on the Civic Media Legislative Guide at civicmedia.us. Southeast Wisconsin gets another major political visit this week. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to visit Milwaukee Thursday. It marks Harris's sixth visit to the Milwaukee area since joining the presidential race in late July. Recent polls show a tight race in Wisconsin. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
There were a lot of plays, though, that we line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and it sounds like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got beat pretty good by a good football team, but, you know, lost a takeaway battle, 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers, 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back, Tawie Walker, rushed for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really, really, really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work and do a great job of leading for us. And, you know, he's not a guy that if his number wasn't called and it was the other way around, then he would be just as happy right now. And that's what's impressive about him. So we're going to continue to rely upon him just like the big guys. And if we can continue this, this team's going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is very close to controlling the universe. But for now, they're pushing a new talk show hosted by comedian John Mulaney. Variety reports that Netflix executives say they were impressed with Mulaney's interviews during the Netflix Is a Joke comedy festival, where Mulroney hosted a segment called Everyone's in L.A. The comedian has also had multiple stand-up specials on the network. The new talker will drop once a week and possibly in early 2025. Fans of the show The Office, whether it's the British or American version, may or may not be excited to hear there is a new iteration of the mockumentary-style comedy headed to Peacock. It's not being called a spinoff, but they are incorporating elements of the previous shows. Variety reports that on the new show, the company that filmed the daily happenings at Dunder Mifflin are filming a new office in a dying daily newspaper. The show is currently being cast. Executive producers include Greg Daniels, who oversaw The American Office, and Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, who created the franchise. Let's be honest. Scooby-Doo's Velma was a great actor, but when it comes to carrying a show, she can only do that so far. Max has announced that it's canceling the show Velma after 2 seasons. The Scooby-Doo spinoff was considered controversial as they decided to gear the storylines toward adults for both Velma and her Mystery Inc. chums. The Office's Mindy Kaling voiced the role of Velma and was one of the executive producers. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a great indie comedy, check out the film Chump Change for rent on YouTube. Writer-director star of the film and native Wisconsin son Steve Burrows was a guest on Nightlight last week and informed me that the film is finally available after 20 years for viewing. This hilarious comedy, which stars, in addition to Burroughs, Tracy Lords, Jerry Stiller, Tim Matheson, Ann Mara, Fred Willard, and Shelley Winters. How's that for a cast? The film is set in Milwaukee, and it's a cracklin' good, or should I say, cacklin' good watch. If you liked Young Sheldon, maybe you'll like this other Big Bang Theory spinoff. Variety reports the show, which has been in development at Max for the last year, just added cast members Brian Posehn, Lauren Lapkus, and Kevin Sussman. Story details for the series are being kept under wraps, but the 3 new cast members will reprise their roles from the original Big Bang Theory. If the show is ultimately greenlit, it will be the 4th in the Big Bang franchise. Lifestyle influencer, insider trader Martha Stewart is pulling no punches in a new documentary. The film, titled Martha, covers the billionaire's rise to fame, starting with her days as a teenage model, to her reality series, Snoop Dogg friendship, and her conviction for obstructing justice and lying to the government, for which she spent 5 months in prison. She has opinions on all of this. Martha will soon be available on Netflix October 30th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high near 55. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, dying down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. Our low 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.